welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and I've got a great program lined up of some fine bluegrass music for you. And we're going to start right in with an album called On the Front Porch from a man called Kenny Thacker, who has a wonderful, rich baritone voice and plays guitar. And he's assembled a whole bunch of his friends and is playing some real great bluegrass classics. And we're going to start off with a tune called East Virginia Blues, and it sounds like this.
I was born in East Virginia, North Carolina I did go. There I met cheeks were rosy red. On her breast she wore white lilies, where I longed to lay my head. I don't want your watch and chain. All I want is you, my darling. Say you'll take me back again. The ocean's deep and I can't wait it, and I have no wings to fly. I'll just get me a blue-eyed boatman for to row me over the tide. I'll go back to East Virginia, North Carolina. I'll go back to East Virginia and leave these North Carolinians alone.
Doesn't he sing nicely? It's a lovely voice, and he's got some all-star help. That was Ron Block on banjo, and it sounded like he was playing out of the key of D there and with a detuned banjo, because the notes were just a little bit different there. Sounded great. We're going to hear from Jeannie Kendall now. She's singing in a country duo with her dad, Royce, who unfortunately died during the making of this album. She's got some great harmony on it, and I've selected a couple of songs from her. We're going to hear from her throughout the program. But here she is with a tune called Just a Memory, and doing the vocals on this one. Jeannie's doing the lead, Darren Vincent's doing the harmony vocal, and Deanna Cox is doing harmony vocal as well. Some fine singing going on here. So let's have a listen to Jeannie Kendall and the tune Just a Memory.
Gently with time, your pleasure and your pain.
Just a Memory, Jeannie Kendall, and that was Rob Ikes playing dobro on that one. And he's actually playing on the next one too. An instrumental album put out by Mike Scott, who's a fine banjo player, and he gathered together some fine pickers and put out an album entitled Blue Moon of Kentucky, an instrumental tribute to Bill Monroe. And they're all Bill Monroe tunes that he's playing on it, and man, he's got some great players. And I've selected the tune Gold Rush. I first heard Gold Rush when Byron Berline played it with Vic Jordan playing banjo, and I just loved the sound of Vic Jordan's banjo break on that tune. Wonderful fiddle tune. Hamilton County Bluegrass Band recorded it way back in 1973. It's a great tune. And playing on this one, we've got Mike Scott playing banjo, Adam Steffi on mandolin, Rob Ikes on dobro, Aubrey Haney on fiddle, and Tim Stafford on guitar, and Ben Isaacs on bass. And it's a great version of that old tune, Bill Monroe composed tune, called Gold Rush, or The Gold Rush.
Thank you.
great tune. Just love the way he played it there and some superb breaks on it, which I hope you enjoyed. Let's listen to Jeannie Kendall again, this time with a tune called The Wishing Well Blues. This was written by Marshall Wilborn, the bass-playing husband of Lynn Morris. And I first heard Lynn Morris do this tune and thought, that's a lovely tune. Well, Jeannie does a nice job too, and she's still got Darren Vincent singing the harmony. Have a listen to her. Jeannie Kendall, it's a great song and she does a fine version of it. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass and I'm playing tracks from some of the CDs on my shelves and I'm hoping that you're enjoying the selections. I've got here an album, Justin Moses, Dusty Roads, the album's called. Justin Moses is the superb bluegrass sideman. He plays every instrument to a professional standard and turns up in groups playing fiddle and then in another group playing banjo and another group playing mandolin, another group playing guitar. He's a good singer. Although he had help in some aspects of this album, he's done most of the playing himself. And I've selected the title track, Dusty Roads. It's a mandolin instrumental, really, I think. Recorded in 2006, it's a great demonstration of Justin Moses' abilities on all the instruments. Let's listen to the tune, Dusty Roads. Well, wasn't that some nice playing? That was Justin Moses on a tune called Dusty Roads. Well, one of my favourite bands is the Stanley Brothers. Anyone who's listened to this program before will have heard me say that, and I just love the way they sound. I'm going to play one of their best-known songs from a recording in 1960. Carter Stanley on guitar, Ralph Stanley on banjo, Curly Lambert on mandolin, Ralph Mayo also on guitar, Audie Webster on bass, and it's a tune called Rank Stranger. And it's a fine, fine song. Carter Stanley at his best vocally. And afterwards I'll tell you why I'm playing that one. But listen up, this is a classic of bluegrass music. Stanley Brothers.
I wandered again to my home in mountain, where a new early dawn I was happy and free. I looked for my friend, but I never could find them. I found they were all rank strangers too.
Everybody I met
seemed to be a rank stranger. No mother or dad,
not a friend could I see,
They knew not my name, and I knew not their faces. I found they were all,
rank strangers to me,
They've all moved away, said the voice of a stranger.
Hello, this is Clayton Hand from Newfoundland and Labrador, Canada. I'm delighted to listen to the Bluegrass Selections by New Zealand's Paul Trinwith on Back Porch Bluegrass. I listen on Voice of Bombay Radio, located in the heart of Canada's Gros Morne National Park.
Well, thank you very much, Clayton. And Clayton's the man who reminded me of how good Rank Stranger is as a song, because he does a program, History of Country Music, and he was doing one special episode on bluegrass music, History of Bluegrass Music, and he sent me a copy of that. We've corresponded just a little bit, and he sent me a copy of it. I listened, and it was a great program. So go to Voice of Bond Bay. That's one of the stations that gets Back Porch Bluegrass, but I can recommend Clayton Hand's program. He has a great knowledge, and you hear all about it during the program. And he played Rank Stranger, and I thought, oh, that is such a good track. So thanks very much, Clayton. Voice of Bond Bay is one of the stations in Canada that gets Back Porch Bluegrass, along with CFBX in Kamloops, British Columbia, and Radio Fanshawe in London, Ontario, Prince George in British Columbia, and also the Access radio stations throughout New Zealand. Big hi to you all for taking Back Porch Bluegrass. Hope you're enjoying the music. And Bluegrass Planet Radio in the USA. Thank you very much for listening to Back Porch Bluegrass and getting a South Pacific take on this wonderful music. All those people who listen on podcasts throughout the world, thanks very much. I hope you're enjoying the various selections. Time we heard some more bluegrass music. Let's listen to Russell Moore and the band Third Time Out, Knee Deep in the Blues.
Well, I've just been thinking things over. My heart is flowing with tears. My life just don't seem worth living, and it's been that way for years. My skies have all turned to gray now, and I have walked the soles off of my shoes. Well, I don't have much to say now. Oh, I'm just knee-deep in the blues. Seem worth living, and it's been that way for years. Don't ask me why I'm crying, 'cause I have lost about all I can lose. Well, I don't have much to say now. Oh, I'm just knee-deep in the blues. Deep in the blues.
Oh, great band, Third Time Out, and led by Russell Moore on guitar and vocals, Steve Dilling doing banjo and vocals, Justin Haynes on fiddle and vocals, Wayne Benson on mandolin and vocals, and Edgar Loudermilk on bass and vocals. All great singers and a very entertaining band. Early in the program, we listened to Kenny Thacker doing the East Virginia Blues. Now we're going to hear him do the classic 9-pound hammer.
This 9-pound hammer, just a little too heavy. Honey for my size, honey for my size. Well, roll on, buddy, don't you roll so slow. How can I roll when the wheels won't go? Way to Harlem and a long way to Harlem.
like silver, shines like gold. Now when I'm long gone, you can make my tombstone out of number 9 coal. Out of number 9 coal. Well, roll on, buddy, don't you roll so slow. How can I roll when the wheels won't go? Well, roll on, buddy, don't you roll so slow. How can I roll, Lord, Lord, when the wheels won't go?
He's a great singer, Kenny Thacker, and I enjoyed that version of 9 Pound Hammer very much. He brought real new life into it. Well, I have here in my hand an album called Close Kin, a reunion of bluegrass and old-time music, and it's a great album. It's got all sorts of good songs on it, and there's a whole lot about the various people who came on it. But the musicians, of course, come from bluegrass and old-time music, and they're mixed in together doing songs, and I've chosen a song called Always a Day Too Late, written by Catherine Donan, but Tiffany Hertz doing the lead vocals, Jeanette Williams doing the harmony vocals, Scott Freeman on harmony, Adam Steffi on mandolin, we heard him before, didn't we? Tina Steffi on clawhammer banjo, Mickey Gallion on guitar, Jordan Blevins on bluegrass fiddle, and Brian Grimm on old-time fiddle, Jay Adams on the bluegrass banjo, and Bud Snyder on bass. So it's just a good mixture, typical jam session, and here's the song, Always a Day Too Late.
Tennessee hills, tall and dark and fair. Swears that he loves me the best of all. He's waiting for me there. I don't have much money and I don't care what you pay, as long as you will let me sing and listen to me play. Always a day too late, always a dollar short. I've been rambling away too long and I ain't gonna ramble no more. One back, I guess I move around too much for him to keep good track. He's so handsome, all the girls they want him for their own, but I told him he'd better leave that neighbor girl alone. Always a day too late, always a dollar short. I've been rambling away too long and I ain't gonna ramble no more. She's calling me home. She says my true love's restless now and tired of being alone. Just one song before I go, just one more night to play, and I'll go back to Tennessee and I'll be home to stay. Always a day too late, always a dollar short. I've been rambling away too long and I ain't gonna ramble no more. My true love, he was gone. He's married to that neighbor girl. Guess I'll be moving on. Always a day too late, always a dollar short. I've been rambling away too long and I ain't gonna ramble no more. late, always a dollar short. I've been a rambling away too long, so I guess I'll ramble some more. I've been a rambling away too long, and I guess I'll ramble some more.
That's a track from the album Close Kin, and I love the sound of the bluegrass banjo and the clawhammer banjo mixed in together. It gives a lovely rhythmic feel to the song, and that was Tiffany Hurt singing the lead part, and a mixture of friends and playing all the other instruments. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and I'm playing you some of the music I love from the CDs on my shelves. We're sponsored by Shearer's Music Works. That's a music store in Hamilton, New Zealand, which is where this program comes from. Free FM 89.0 is the host station for this program. Shearer's Music Works have been sponsoring music in Hamilton for more than 50 years. As a music shop, they've got a great selection of instruments and strings and accessories, the whole lot, really. And you can really... have a great time going into their shop and trying out all the instruments and looking there. The sales assistants are all musicians. They give you great help. They know what you want. So go and see them and say that you heard about them on Back Porch Bluegrass, and they'll be pleased to know that their sponsorship is doing some good. Oh, one of my favourite Australian musicians is a man called Pete Dennehy. Plays fiddle, mandolin, guitar, writes excellent songs, top quality songs, as well as being very, very funny. And he writes very funny songs as well as his serious ones, and is so entertaining you can't possibly miss him. If you're in Australia, which will happen if you're an Australian, because I don't think there'll be much travelling in and out at present, try and get to see Pete Dennehy. He's a wonderful performer. I saw him at Mountain Grass when that festival was running, and it was just fun watching him and listening to him. But here he is with a more serious song called 10 Miles of Gravel. Helping him out on this song, he's playing mandolin, singing lead, George Jackson on banjo. Now, we had George Jackson in the studio with us when he came out with Missy Raines, and they had the bass in here, and George was playing fiddle. He's a very competent musician, young New Zealander, really. Kat Mia on fiddle and backing vocals, Pete Fiddler on dobro, Dan Watkins on guitar, and John Edgar on bass. They make a great sound. Here's a song that he wrote together with Troy Cassidaly, 10 Miles of Gravel.
Grinding through the dry riverbed, taking me to you. If you will have me, forgiveness will be mine. Two loving arms, what I need to find. I went out a drinking with my rowdy friends, threw a fence at midnight and I hit that old dead end. Now I'm a traveling all on my own, with 10 miles of gravel till I make it home. 10 miles of gravel, wheels grinding through the dry riverbed, taking me to you. If you will have me, forgiveness will be mine. Two loving arms, what I need to find. My limits and only so much time. You got 10 miles of gravel to be making up your mind. 10 miles of gravel, wheels grinding through the dry riverbed, taking me to you. If you will have me, forgiveness will be mine. Two loving arms, what I need to find. Thank you.
riding through dry riverbed, taking me to you. If you will have me, forgiveness will be mine. Two loving arms, what I need to find.
Pete Dennehy with 10 Miles of Gravel. And what a fine band sound they get together. His songwriting is so good. Just captures the lyrics and captures the feel of the music beautifully. One of the tunes that I teach my mandolin students is Angeline the Baker. Such a great tune. Only got two chords in it and it just rolls along. It's really hard to stop the tune. Mostly we play it in the key of D because you can do a simple low break and a simple high break. And everything I teach on mandolin is all about being simple because I'm not any good at all at playing complicated stuff. But I just like the rhythm feel of mandolin and the picking out nice tunes. And Angeline the Baker is an absolute classic. And here's Russell Moore in Third Time Out to play their version of Angeline the Baker.
Angeline Baker lived just down the street, and my heart would set to aching every time we chanced to meet. Although she's now another's, I still recall the time when my little Angie swore that she'd always be mine. Temper of a fury, Irish born and bred, skin of cream and roses, and her hair was curly red. She could sing just like a songbird in a sweet magnolia June, and she could play upon a young man's heart like sod on a fiddle tune. Well, the ocean is a mistress once she gets in the veins, and to live a life without her, Lord, will drive a man insane. My Angeline grew jealous, said it's either her or me, and she cursed my name in a last farewell as I set out to sea. For 10 long years I tarried in every port of call, trying to forget that gal of mine wouldn't do no good at all. So I went to beg her pardon and make another start, just to find my Angeline had died of a broken heart. Much good for nothing, my youth long passed away, but if you hand me down my banjo, son, I do believe I'll play. Angeline Baker, Angeline, I know I should have married Angeline 40 some odd years ago. Angeline Baker, Angeline, I know I should have married Angeline 40 some odd years ago. Angeline Baker, Angeline, I know years ago.
Diane July and the Baker by Third Time Out. It's just a great version of that tune. They really capture it. I've come to the conclusion that you can sing just about any words you like, provided the words Angela and the Baker keep occurring now and then, because just about every version I've hunted out has got different words to it. I must admit I like Russell's words really well. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. Not much to report in the activities around the Waikato for bluegrass and country music. Our Morrinsville Country Music Club, because we're at level 2, we're restricted to gatherings of 100 people, and our concert night on the second Friday of the month is in doubt, because we always get a lot more than 100 people. So we're not sure what we're doing there yet. We cancelled last month's Back Porch Bluegrass, the jam session that I host on the fourth Sunday of each month. We don't get 100 people, but I cancelled it last time because there's a little bit of community transmission. But I got a feeling we'll be back on deck in September. On the fourth Sunday of September, we'll probably have a Back Porch Bluegrass. So you can come out of your closet in your bedroom and with your banjo and your new songs and sing them for us at Back Porch Bluegrass. But my sympathies go out to everyone all around the world who's suffering from this terrible virus. It's hard to believe, really, when you watch the news, you think, that's happening here, now, I'm part of it. Oh, it's awful. Time for a gospel song. Kenny Thacker is going to sing for us with his backing singers, who include Suzanne Cox Ratcliffe, Sydney Cox, Michelle Patterson, Faye Smith, Clay Hess, and Buddy Green. What a great lineup of vocalists. And this is the a cappella song, Glory Land, from Kenny Thacker, from the album On the Front Porch.
If you have friends in Glory Land who left because of pain, thank God up there they'll die no more. They'll suffer not again. Then weep not, friends, I'm going home. Up there we'll die no more. No coffins will be made up there. No graves on that bright shore. The lame will walk in Glory Land. The blind up there will see. The deaf in Glory Land will hear. The dumb will talk to me. The doctor will not have to call. The undertaker, no. There'll be no pain up there to bear. Just walk the streets of gold. We'll need no sun in Glory Land. The moon and stars won't shine. For Christ himself will be the light. He reigns in love divine. Then weep not, friends, I'm going home. Up there we'll die no more. No coffins will be made up there. No graves on that bright shore.
Oh, some great singing as well as some great thoughts expressed there. Kenny Thacker with a great vocal group there. Did you like all those key changes? Wasn't it good? Well, Rodney Dillard from the wonderful Dillards has got a new album out. I don't have a copy yet, but it's on its way, and we'll be hearing from his brand new album quite soon, and there is a fair chance that we might even get to talk to Rodney Dillard on this program, which would be a real thrill. I spoke to him in 2008 when I had the opportunity to attend the IBMM Festival in Owensboro, Kentucky. It was great talking to him then, and it'll be great if we can have him on air to talk about their new album. But in the meantime, I'd like to play a song from their album that was called Back Porch Bluegrass, and it's a Grandpa Jones song called It's Raining Here This Morning. Boy, I remember this from my very early days in bluegrass. Here come the Dillards.
It flows on to the sea. Somebody else to wonder where the Mississippi flows on to the sea. Many little raindrops falling close to me makes all the streams and rivers muddy as can be. It's raining, raining, raining here this morning as the Mississippi flows on to the sea. Mississippi towards the Silver Sea. Many little raindrops falling close to me makes all the streams and rivers muddy as can be. It's raining, raining, raining here this morning as the Mississippi flows on to the sea.
Yeah, it's still a great song. Thanks very much, Rodney, and the rest of the Dillards for that song. Brings back a lot of memories from my very early days listening to bluegrass music, and it's great. You get a concept about these songs, and they stay with you for a long time. Well, you've been listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and it's just about time for us to go. We're going to take it out with Mike Scott and his team of excellent musicians playing from the album, instrumental album that was a tribute to Bill Monroe. And here they are playing the song Road to Columbus. Goes like this. Thanks very much for listening. See you next week.